Support for WMFE comes from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's worldwide campus, where highly ranked online degree programs offer the flexibility to learn what students want from wherever they are. More at erau.edu/worldwide.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. Mumboya Dance Company is a group not focused on performing to you, but performing with you. Owners Miguel Malagon and Amina Escoto Lual are professional dancers who host events that start with a lesson in, say, salsa or cha-cha, and move into everyone dancing. It's called a social dance. Today, we revisit a conversation with Malagon and Lual, both military veterans who discovered dance and community while serving overseas. Malagon says it became a passion and a calling to bring these elements together in Orlando.
I was active duty. I was a naval officer. And that exposure to the Navy and living in so many different countries got me to experience dancing in all of these other parts of the world, Germany, Japan, a lot of places in Europe, Latin America, and same with Amina.
So I was also an officer. I am a nurse, but that's what my role was in the military. And my first duty station was in Germany. And I had no idea about salsa. I may have heard it in passing, but I happened to be in an olive oil store in Germany. And I heard the music, but the language was in my mom's language, Yoruba. She's Nigerian. And when I asked, I was like, what is this music? They were like, salsa. I'm like, salsa? Like, how do you dance to that? So someone showed me how to dance, and that was it in 2009. So I would go to different places in Europe. They had congresses every weekend there. So I would go and just meet people, and I would just learn how to dance salsa. So that's how I was introduced to the salsa scene.
Yeah, and for me, I was born and raised in Dominican Republic, and my father, he's always loved dancing. My mom loved dance as well. But my dad really was influential in my beginnings as a dancer. One time I went to visit him when I was on leave, and he invited me to the Salsa Congress, and I had no idea how to dance. I was still in the Navy at the time, and he told me, hey, yeah, you should come over. And I'm like, nah, you do your thing, Dad. That's your thing. And he's like, oh, come on, let's go. You're going to do it. And I'm like, okay, let's go. So my jaw dropped seeing, first of all, my old man dancing like that, and then just seeing hundreds of people on the dance floor having the time of their life. And so that was a big catalyst for me personally to do that. And then so we reflected a little bit and we said, hey, it feels like there's something missing here in Orlando. And what is it? And so we put our brains together and we said, we just don't have anything like we've experienced outside of Orlando, right? Like in Europe, in Asia, Latin America, those venues, the music, the vibe was just absolutely incredible. It's absolutely incredible still worldwide, right? And we're like, okay, well, let's not complain. Let's do something about it.
So dance brought you together. Dance brought together each of you individually with global communities outside of Orlando. So now are you kind of returning the favor, using dance to help bring a community together?
I will say absolutely yes. That's what we're doing. And I go back to our values, our goals, our vision, mission statement, and me stepping into the salsa scene. I knew nothing of it. And it was like a family. I go in, everybody was so happy to teach me. And that's one of the things that we wanted to bring here to Orlando. And I think we've created an amazing atmosphere for people to feel like we're family. So Mamboya is a place where we all connect.
To add to that, we do have a mission here, and that's to elevate the quality and the experience of social dancing. And part of that mission is also being a springboard for artists and DJs to give them the spotlight as well and recognition and so that they can thrive in their art as well.
We have our socials every single Sunday. And before each social, before the social dancing, from 5 to 6 p.m., we have a salsa class, bachata class, cha-cha-cha class. So each Sunday, we have a different artist that will teach. And then we also have a different DJ that will play from 6 to 10 p.m.
You have a mission and you have a vision. When people leave these events, what would you like them to take with them?
That's a great question. As soon as they walk through the doors, nothing outside matters. It's a different world. It's a different vibe. It's like you're in a bubble for 5 hours. And once you come out of there, it's like people are happy. Or regulars that come in all the time, they rave about the events. And they're like, this is amazing.
Mambo Ya is like the end of the week celebration and the beginning of your week celebration. It's light, it's fun, it's playful, it just releases stress. Everyone's smiling. I just want folks, when they leave and get in their car, they just deep breath, wow, that was amazing, and I want more. And that's why we have it every single Sunday. Even me, like, I don't even want to miss a Sunday. And I know that we can alternate Sundays, but I don't want to miss Mambo Ya. Every single weekend, it's different energy. It's a mixture of different energies and different people, and it's so good. It just fills my cup every week, every single week. That was Miguel Malagon and Amina Escoto Lual from Mambo Ya Dance Company in a conversation first aired in August of 2025. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.